an AI innovation out of BC, poised to transform the future of women's cancer care, could be coming to Victoria. Dr. Jessica McAlpine and Dr. Ali Bashishati, leading researchers at BC Cancer and UBC, are using AI to change how endometrial cancer, the sixth most common cancer in women, is diagnosed and treated. Endometrial cancer differs from many other cancers in that its cells often look ambiguous, meaning a higher chance of inconsistent or subjective diagnoses. This can make it difficult for doctors to determine who needs treatment and what type of treatment they need. The researchers made progress by developing a system that grouped the cancer into four separate, identifiable groups that had different clinical outcomes. However, there was still a group where there was a lot of diversity, and that's where the AI promise test came in. We were able to look at these images of tumors and identify things that the pathologist couldn't see and that the molecular tools couldn't identify, McAlpine said. AI can tell them which patients who look like they should do well may actually have worse outcomes, so doctors can direct them to more treatment and hopefully prevent a recurrence, she said. It can also spare some patients unnecessary treatment or trips out of their communities. Because of the tools we now have, some patients can avoid the toxicity of chemotherapy and radiation altogether, she said. The AI tools, which involve scanners and hardware, could be implemented in centers such as Victoria as early as within the next year, McAlpine said, pending philanthropic funds and approvals. We plan to pilot it in a couple of centers, and Victoria is potentially one of those, she said. I think Victoria will be key, and they have a fantastic team of researchers and oncologists that we work with. Having Victoria pilot could hit close to home for Dr. Brad Nelson, recently named as the immunotherapy research chair with BC Cancer in Victoria. In a past interview, he said that women's cancers were lacking in research and close to his heart. Joyce Deely, the wife of a major BC cancer donor, Trev Deely, died of ovarian cancer in 2001 at the age of 70. The Trev and Joyce Deely Research Center in Victoria was officially named in 2003 following a $5 million legacy donation made in her honor. Gynecological cancers are some of the most difficult cancers to treat and historically are an understudied area of cancer research, said William Litchfield, Associate Vice President of BC Cancer Foundation, Vancouver Island, as Dr. Nelson was unavailable for comment. The innovative research underway at BC Cancer is incredibly important and holds the potential to save lives on the island and across BC. The news is being released in time with Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month, which takes place in September. AI is proving particularly useful in identifying high-risk endometrial cancers that traditional methods often miss, but McAlpine noted that this application of the technology is just the start. There are so many other applications we're also looking at, McAlpine said. AI tools offer a more personalized or precision approach. You're not treating everybody the same.